Last week in New York City, Corey Arthur was convicted of robbery and second-degree murder in the killing of a teacher from Taft High School in the Bronx. The teacher was Jonathan Levin, who had tutored Corey Arthur to help him improve his writing. Arthur now faces 25 years to life in prison. Levin was a well-loved teacher at Taft, a big supporter of sports at the school. After his death, Levin's wealthy father honored his son by turning a dilapidated field where teachers parked their cars into a beautiful baseball diamond. Commentator Leon Winter lives nearby.
The field of dreams lies sleeping. Well fertilized and watered, green and groomed, Jonathan Levin Field sleeps nonetheless in a once nameless canyon in the southwest Bronx. Metal baseball bats clang on side street pavement as kids play their version of the game from curb to curb in the afternoons. Taft High School students hang in clumps at the ghetto fast food spots near 170th Street and avenues named for Civil War generals, where the land falls steeply off the Grand Concourse. Rap music and the aroma of marijuana flares from a record shop as they string along Sheridan, crunching shrapnel of broken glass under their boots, looking through the chain-link fence in awe. The outfield opens two stories below them like a mirage, a cool green valley, almost shimmering, recessed in a brick and blacktop desert. Looking down the pristine field from even higher above, I imagine Jonathan Levin wishes his kids were in class. He was their beloved English teacher until a former student murdered him. Levin's father runs Time Warner, a few stops downtown on the IND line from the building where his son died. But the tracks of Jonathan Levin's life ran uptown, under the concourse on the D line, two stops past Yankee Stadium, where he loved to sit in the bleachers like a real fan. From what I've heard, he'd love to have been on Lower Broadway to cheer the timeless champions and to boo the mayor and owner who still think the team is too good for the Bronx. But since it was a school day, if he were still alive, Jonathan Levin would have been in his classroom in the fortress of William Howard Taft High School, right here in my neighborhood. I didn't know him. I only go into the school once every other November to vote. But I saw the rutted blacktop parking lot, with only a remnant of a cinder track around the edge, every day for 10 years, usurping the land where his field now sleeps. Sometimes I jogged a mile or two at dusk on the track, always a lone runner, circling the sprinkling of crushed glass and greasy wax paper wrappings, sucking the diesel haze from the number 11 bus until my lungs were ready to burst in frustration. I always saw diamonds amid the broken glass in this glacier-cut seam of earth, but I never thought they'd be mined at the price of a hero teacher's life. Because Jonathan Levin was also a very rich man's son, he leaves his name atop a bright blue and yellow-lettered scoreboard. Not a single rapper can blow through the new chain-link fence, whose gates are always locked. Not even a sneaker print has pawed the virgin pitcher's mound. Sprinklers pop up in deep center field, where once only beer bottles reigned. A man on a tractor manicures the turf, but I've never seen a bat, ball, or boy on the grass. Klieg light from 8 towers that ring the field has yet to flood this valley. Jonathan Levin's field wasn't ready for the Taft team to use last spring. As I pass, I imagine the sight of the Blue Devils mounting this field of dreams next spring after all those barren years. It fills me with tenderness and hope for another winning season in the canyons off the concourse. For the amateurs and the pros, the martyrs and the saints, so far from Broadway, so close to heaven.
Leon Winter lives in the Bronx. Our program is directed by Marika Partridge, edited by Jonathan Kern, produced by Jeff Rogers. The technical director is Mark Greenhouse. The production staff includes Jonathan Baer, Carol Klinger, and Guy Raz. At the national desk, Michael Fields, Libby Lewis, Cindy Johnston, B.B. Cross, Les Cook, Marisa Peñalosa, Cheryl Corley, and Ken Barkas. The executive producer is Barbara Rehm. I'm Noah Adams. You're listening to NPR's All Things Considered.